gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial pound 250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. NTSB investigator Todd Inman telling ABC News they are just now beginning to piece together what happened in Wednesday's midair collision between American Airlines regional jet and a Black Hawk helicopter. As for what's included in the cockpit voice recorders,
the voice recorders actually have to be what's called auditioned among a number of people so that there's complete agreement of how the transcript will come out. And we also look for ancillary noises, maybe a boom or a thud or a crack or something in the cockpit.
An initial report due in 30 days. A final report will take much longer. President Trump saying without any evidence on Thursday that Democrats' diversity efforts contributed to the crash. A federal appeals court ruling a 1968 law barring anyone under 21 from buying a handgun violates the Second Amendment. The decision by the Fifth Circuit expected to be appealed to the Supreme Court. Three more hostages expected to be released by Hamas tomorrow, including Israeli-American citizen Keith Siegel. This is ABC News. New 25% tariffs expected to start tomorrow on imports from Canada and Mexico. President Trump saying he is not sure yet if oil imports will be included. A Texas mom now says she is considering a lawsuit after her 12-year-old daughter was blocked from going to the bathroom in between classes at her school and ended up having an accident.
I understand there has to be structure and there has to be policies, but for a 12-year-old to be made to use the restroom on themselves and to go to class and sit in their wet pants is unacceptable.
April Smith says she found out about it when her daughter called from Houston's Harmony School of Excellence asking for a change of clothes. The district says it's investigating and staffers have been put on leave. With just one game left in the NFL season, the league says concussions in pro football games were down 17% compared to last season. The league says some of the biggest benefits were in the revamped kickoffs. Concussions connected to those plays fell 43% compared to recent years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tuesday, February 4th at the Shawamigan High School Gym in Park Falls, there's going to be a youth night basketball game. Girls varsity begins at 5:30 p.m. with boys varsity beginning at 7:15 p.m. with Shawamigan versus Stratford. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through to 8th should attend this game so we can celebrate our youth who will be future basketball players in our boys and girls high school basketball programs. And after the conclusion of the varsity game, all youth will receive a poster of the boys' basketball team that they will get signed by each player. There are 200 posters ordered, so they should have enough for parents, family, high school students, and community members. All Shawamigan students in grades 4YK through to 8th get in free to the game. Once again, this is happening Tuesday, February 4th at the Shawamigan High School Gym in Park Falls. Tony Evers delivered his annual State of the State speech. Lisa Hale reports.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting or the one before that or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Locally owned, Glass to Go in Phillips, Wisconsin has 25 years of experience in auto, home, and residential glass. They sell and install custom glass shower doors. Visit them on Highway 13 for reliable expertise and exceptional service.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Eileen Ann Gottwald, age 91, passed away on January 19th after a short illness. Eileen is survived by her five children: Paul of Eau Claire, Mark of Duluth, Michael of Gordon, Wisconsin, Joanne Flood of Marathon, and by Jennifer Sherlock of Mount Horeb. Also survived by 11 grandchildren, by 25 great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service to be held on Thursday, February 6th, 11 a.m. at St. Agnes Catholic Church in Weston. Visitation will start at 9:30 a.m., and lunch will follow the Mass. This has been the funeral notice for Eileen Ann Gottwald, age 91. Daniel James Buhager, age 73, of Butternut, passed away, surrounded by his family, on Tuesday, January 21st, at UW-Madison Hospital. He is survived by his four children: Robert Lee Buhager, Christy Lee Sherman, Josie Lee Johnson, and Jody Lee Buhager. Further survived by 13 grandchildren, by 13 great-grandchildren, by one sister-in-law, and his canine companion, Buddy. Survived also by his former wife and mother of his children, Becky Peterson. And further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Saturday, February 8th at 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schenebeck will officiate. Military honors under the auspices of the Butternut American Legion will follow. A visitation will be held at the church on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Daniel James Buhager, age 73, of Butternut. Elmer F. Johnson, 90, peacefully ascended to his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in heaven on Saturday, January 25th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. Elmer is survived by his son, David, by his grandchildren, and by his great-grandchildren, along with numerous nieces and nephews. A memorial service will be held on Saturday, February 8th, at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Pastor Dean Arbs will officiate. Visitation will take place an hour prior to the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Elmer F. Johnson, age 90. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's the Bucks and the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be just down the street from the Alamo tonight when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers asked, after reviewing the tape, did he have any trouble with some of the refs' calls in their loss Tuesday night to the Trailblazers in Portland?
I thought the refereeing was, you want to be honest, they were going to let you play and be physical. So the problem was the other team was the aggressor. And to me, the aggressor should get the calls. I always say that. That's how it works.
Rivers also says if the Bucks make a trade before the NBA deadline next week, it's fine, but he's okay with the roster as it stands. College hoops. The Badgers are at Northwestern tomorrow afternoon at 1. Marquette at home against UConn, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL. A report the Packers plan to hire Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli leaving the Packers. He's been hired as the new defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 13. On Saturday, look for some snow to develop, mainly after the lunch hour. High temperatures in the mid-20s, total of 1 to 3 inches possible by Saturday night. Right now, it's 14 degrees.
98Q Country.
Good morning, good morning. Dust off the cobwebs on this 31st of January. It feels like the new year was just last week, but actually tomorrow is February. We'll play country music. It's one of my coping methods for dealing with stressful information, like tomorrow is February. Anything more serious than that, well, there's not much you can do. So we play country music for that too. We've got Brooks and Dunn, Zach Brown Band, Dierks Bentley coming up next. I'll check in with you in about 10 minutes. Greg Gunderson covering for Joel again this morning. He's resting up. He's healing up. He'll be in rare form. I bet back in action on Monday, but we'll see. Here's My Maria, WCQM.
Takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. Maria, love you. You bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle word for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray.
I love you.
You know my old car needs washing, and the front yard needs a trim, and the telephone keeps ringing, and the boss man knows I know it's him, and the bills ain't gonna pay themselves. Don't matter anyway, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Nothing wrong with an old cane fishing pole and the smell of early spring. Sit down in a fold-up easy chair on a quiet, shady riverbank. Let the world go on without me. Wouldn't have it any other way, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Be a fool now to worry about all those things I can't change, and the time that I borrow can wait till tomorrow, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Return to the cold, cold ground. Have them take their time when they lay their sinner down. Heaven knows that I ain't perfect. I raised a little cane, and I plan to raise a whole lot more before I hear those angels sing. Gonna get right with the Lord, but there'll be hell to pay. But I ain't in no hurry. Ain't in no hurry. Be a fool now to worry about all those things I can't change. And the time that I borrow can wait.
Zach Brown Band, No Hurry. Hopefully you're not in a hurry today on this beautiful Friday morning. Looking like another warm-ish day. I don't think it's going to quite get up to 45, though. We'll have a weather update coming before too terrible long from the Civic Media weather team. I'm just reading up a little bit on the Packers staffing changes that former Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington, he was only their defensive coordinator for 1 year, which was last season, Jared Mayo's season, after which he was fired. So not necessarily looking good for that part of his career, but there's a lot of great assistant coaches who don't do well as coordinators, and especially coordinators who don't do well as head coaches. So stuff like this makes sense. It's not necessarily concerning that he wasn't an amazing defensive coordinator, but he wasn't the weakest part of the team when he was on Jared Mayo's staff. Interestingly, he's only 35, but he was hired originally by Bill Belichick, which is always encouraging. Arrived in New England in 2017, just as a coaching assistant, became outside linebackers coach there in 2019, and then defensive line coach in New England in 2020. Spent 4 years in that position and was only defensive coordinator under Jared Mayo and the new incoming head coach, Mike Vrabel. I don't know if Vrabel cleaned house or if Mayo if everybody left when Mayo was fired. Either way, actually pretty encouraging. I am sad to hear that Anthony Campanile is becoming a Jaguars staffer, Jaguars defensive coordinator. And like I said earlier, just a little tidbit, it's so weird watching Packers defensive staffers not only getting looks from other teams, but getting hired onto other teams. Now, hold on. I got to get this. Got to get this ready. Now, I mean, it is the Jaguars. So there is that. There we go. All right. Now I got to crack my knuckles here. Get ready to dust off the ba-dum-bump buttons and all that good stuff. Hanging out today in the 98Q studios. We'll have a shopping show later today in the 9 o'clock hour. I don't know who's going to be here. Usually Big G is here. Sometimes he's a busy guy running around all over the Northwoods doing his thing. Say hi if you see him. We may or may not have Austin Brume. If we don't, it might just be me. I might have to beg Darla to come on in here. Heck, I might have to get our office manager Rachel and Toby the station dog in here, see how well he can read about the shopping show savings. We'll make it happen one way or the other. Sometime during the 8 o'clock hour, we'll draw for a cake from Super One. I've got a couple birthdays in the drawing box. I don't know if I can legitimize the drawing, though. If Austin and Big G both aren't here by then, we might have to save that for a little bit later when we can prove that it was done by only the fairest of means. Other than that, I'm just kind of scrolling about the internet looking for happy, fun, interesting news. We'll save the more serious and deeper cuts for the top and bottom of the hour news updates. Let's hop into a little bit of country music. I'll give you three in a row here. Zach Brown Band just finished up. We'll get Dierks Bentley, Zach Top, Shenandoah up next before that bottom of the hour news update on WCQM 98Q Country.
Stars are here tonight.
Uh-huh. Hey, everybody, this is Parker McCollum.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
98Q Country.
What's your name? It's so loud in here I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. All week it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Earthed all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit. We'll be right back.
can't hear a thing. Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. But I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Next to me, there ain't no place if I'd rather. change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking there side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guy. Well, there ain't no places I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no places I'd rather be next to you, next to me. There ain't no places I'd rather be. Next to me.
Shenandoah here on 98Q Country. Next to you, next to me. Zach Top before that. I never lie. I'm just looking at some weird news updates. A Connecticut man under arrest and believes all he did was love his cat. Unfortunately, police disagree. 28-year-old Logan Mirmatsafari was pulled over after a trooper clocked him driving more than 130 miles an hour on the highway. I see, maybe I'm exposing myself as some kind of wimp here, but I don't think I can handle doing 130. In a straight line, sure, but I mean, maybe in the right car, maybe that's it. Maybe I haven't driven a car that's given me the confidence to drive 130. I've definitely gone faster than I've gone quickly, more than the number on the sign, but man, 130. The trooper asked him why he was driving so fast, and Logan explained that he, quote, wanted to get home to see his cat. The trooper noticed his breath stunk of booze, eyes were glossy, and speech was slurred. Surprise, surprise, Logan failed a series of sobriety tests and was placed under arrest. This was a Connecticut man, but it apparently happened in Rhode Island, or the report came out of Rhode Island. I'm curious, was he across state lines doing 130 in a bid to reach his? I mean, like, I guess when inspiration hits, if you're in that particular state, there's no answer, no problem that 130 miles an hour can't solve. I've got bottom of the hour news coming at you here up next on 98Q Country. As with every hour, sports and weather too. And a word from sponsors. We'll get a couple more country songs in before you hear from me again.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. NTSB investigator Todd Inman telling ABC News they are just now beginning to piece together what happened in Wednesday's mid-air collision between American Airlines regional jet and a Black Hawk helicopter. As for what's included in the cockpit voice recorders,
the voice recorders actually have to be what's called auditioned among a number of people so that there's complete agreement of how the transcript will come out. And we also look for ancillary noises, maybe a boom or a thud or a crack or something in the cockpit.
An initial report due in 30 days. A final report will take much longer. President Trump saying without any evidence on Thursday that Democrats' diversity efforts contributed to the crash. A federal appeals court ruling a 1968 law barring anyone under 21 from buying a handgun violates the Second Amendment. The decision by the Fifth Circuit expected to be appealed to the Supreme Court. Three more hostages expected to be released by Hamas tomorrow, including Israeli-American citizen Keith Siegel. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The 2025 American Birding Association Bird of the Year is the common loon. Wisconsin's summer loon population is nearly 4,000 adults, most of whom reside in the northern part of the state. However, at this time of the year, you're not going to see too many, as loons travel to wintering habitats along southern shores. The most iconic feature of the loon, other than their haunting call, is their deep red eyes, with scientists speculating that the color allows them to filter red while hunting underwater. Or, like many bold bird characteristics, it helps them attract mates, affirm territory, or signal maturity to other loons. Although their eye does not remain red for their entire life. In fact, when they first hatch, their eye color is gray to brown, only starting to turn red during the first winter. And throughout their lifespan, Their eye tends to shift shades of red during the non-breeding and the breeding seasons. More information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's Facebook page. While salt may help keep our roads safe in the winter, using too much can cause problems in our water supply. Melissa Kay has more.
January 27th through the 31st is Winter Salt Week.
It's a week where people from across the country raise awareness around both the problems of salt pollution in our lakes, streams, and drinking water, as well as a number of the salt reduction solutions that are out there.
That's Allison Madison, Program Manager with Wisconsin Saltwise. She said part of the education during Salt Week is helping those who deal with our roads understand the best ways to utilize salt.
First, really tackling snow and ice with mechanical tools. So getting out there and plowing as much snow as possible so that there's a lot less material left behind to potentially salt.
Madison said many municipalities are treating roads with salt brine before winter storms. She said that works like cooking spray, preventing the bond between the snow and the pavement, making it easier to remove. Because the salt is diluted, municipalities are able to reduce the overall amount of salt they use in a season.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
It's the Bucks and the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be just down the street from the Alamo tonight when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers asked, after reviewing the tape, did he have any trouble with some of the refs' calls in their loss Tuesday night to the Trailblazers in Portland?
I thought the refereeing was, you want to be honest, they were going to let you play and be physical. So the problem was the other team was the aggressor. And to me, the aggressor should get the calls. I always say that. That's how it works.
Rivers also says, if the Bucks make a trade before the NBA deadline next week, it's fine, but he's okay with the roster as it stands. College hoops. The Badgers are at Northwestern tomorrow afternoon at 1. Marquette at home against UConn 7 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL. A report the Packers plan to hire Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli leaving the Packers. He's been hired as the new defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center, starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's gotta be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook or online at BaderSportsCenter.com or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
Eileen.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 13. On Saturday, look for some snow to develop, mainly after the lunch hour. High temperatures in the mid-20s, total of 1 to 3 inches possible by Saturday night. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
All right, looking like the beginning of a beautiful day, high right around the freezing mark, so with some sunshine, oh man, perhaps a little bit more melting off, but just like our Civic Media weather team just told you, a little bit of snow potentially over the weekend, hopefully to make up for what we've lost over these past couple days, if nothing else. I was looking up a little bit of happy news, fun news, good news. I found an interesting record broken recently, the oldest choir in recorded history, at least according to Guinness Book of World Records, gave a Christmas concert in England last month, I do suppose. Between 87 and 99, the choir of 17 singers calls himself the Prime Timers. They hit Jingle Bells, Silent Night, and other Christmas standards, which they all described as a great honor and a remarkable day. See, this, it seems like I think that might be one of the most interesting jobs. I wouldn't trade. I love what I do, but I think it would be a really interesting and probably a really weird time to be one of those people who verifies records for Guinness. It seems like they'll check anything. What is the standard? I'm sure there are things that they would refuse to even watch you attempt, but what is that list of things? You know, what's the line? Because it seems like if you've got a good example of what you want to do, it seems like if you can explain what your attempt is going to be and they can verify that they don't have it on record, that they'll probably do it. At least that's just, I've never tried. Has anybody listening ever? I would love to have you email us if you've ever attempted a Guinness World Record, or maybe if you hold one. I would, if you wanted to remain anonymous, please email us wcqm@civicmedia.us. I frankly don't expect anything, but that would be a fabulous Friday surprise. While I mull that over, let's play some Confederate Railroad. We always need a little bit of that here and there. Blake Shelton, a little bit of a two-pack for you. Two country songs back to back before a word from sponsors coming up on WCQM.
Kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and symphonies. But I like my music hot, like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Tied and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. You should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and I'm too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women too.
a life with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like brass, I like brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy coming in the morning, I already know. I got some feel-good pills and a red Gatorade by my bed, ready to go. I'm gonna do my best to dance with every girl in this bar before they shut it down. Then I'll pay my tab, climb in a cab, head in a spot downtown. It's all about and the music and laughing and grooving to the band. Everybody's getting right. No worries, we're rocking all kinds of concoctions in our hands. Yeah, tomorrow can wait till tomorrow. It's all about tonight. Hey, pretty thing, I've been looking at you since the moment that you walked in. I got some wild-ass buddies that love spending money, and I see you brought a couple of friends. Just tell me your name, I don't need your number or a date next Saturday. Baby, let's act like fools, break a few rules, party the night away. It's all about tonight, good times in the music and laughing and band. Everybody's getting right. No worries, we're rocking all kinds of concoctions in our hands. Yeah, tomorrow can wait till tomorrow. It's all about tonight.
Blake Shelton here on 98Q. It's all about tonight, but what is today about? If you haven't caught this during my afternoon show, every day I look at the big list of things that today is dedicated to. There's always those lists of unofficial celebrations and dedications. You might hear Mike McKay or even Joel sometimes mention these. They're a really fun part of the day because they're really weird a lot of the time. I mean, and I think they're enjoyable to different people for different reasons. Some of them are kind of uplifting. A lot of them are kind of serious. There's a lot of Independence Days and remembrances that I generally avoid somewhat notoriously. But that said, today is Fun at Work Day, and that is perfectly in keeping with the whole theme. It's Hot Chocolate Day today, so if you weren't sure what morning beverage to start with, maybe you're trying to cut back on the caffeine, but you still need that hot cup of something, that's kind of me. I definitely swap to tea right after I tell myself that's enough caffeine for the day. There's still herbal teas to be found about the station here, and less of them every day. Might have to actually stock up today. It's also Brandy Alexander Day today, as long as we're talking about beverages. As always, do enjoy responsibly, but do enjoy. Brandy Alexander's, I've seen them in several forms. I think it's a name that gets applied to a lot of things that aren't technically a Brandy Alexander, but I think by the second one, nobody cares. It's also Eat Brussels Sprouts Day today, which, by the way, if you haven't tried Brussels sprouts in like a long time, which is probably true for a lot of people, give them a try. Seriously, they've actually been really heavily, selectively crossbred. I'm sure there's been funny business, too, that you can find out there with a little bit more high-powered modification, but there's just been a lot of old-fashioned breeding the ones that don't taste bad together to get a good breed. And there's a lot of commercially available ones that if that's what you're looking for are non-GMO, but still taste a lot better too. Try them. Seriously, Brussels sprouts, not as bad as they used to be. And one of the awesome side effects, they stink a lot less when you cook them too. Not 100% though. I'm not saying that the house isn't going to have a certain... I mean, it's winter. The windows are closed. Be ready. It's also Zebra Day today, which I have no idea what that means for us. Maybe visit a zoo. There's a couple of them in the area that are operating to some degree, but I don't know if any of those have zebras outside. But if you have zebras in your life, I guess this one goes out to you as much as the zebras themselves. I've got a word to bring you from local sponsors. We've got top of the hour news, weather, and sports coming at 8. Birthdays a little after 8, shopping show after 9. We're taking it easy today, covering for Joel as he rests up a little bit, hoping to have him back on Monday because his job is really hard. And I'm trying, man, but Joel, you put a lot of effort in. Golf clap for you on my own behalf. I'll get more applause. Wait a minute. I've got exactly what I need. There we go. That's for Joel. The more I do these things, the more I realize how hard they are to do. Word coming from local sponsors up next on WCQM. Then some country music till top of the hour news, weather, and sports.
98Q Country.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives. Establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
It's Friday, and in Wisconsin, you know what that means. Yeah, it's Fish Fry Friday, and one of the best value fish fries is at Phillips Cafe. The two-piece beer-battered or baked fish fry for only $9.99. If you're hungrier, get the three-piece for $10.99. Serving until 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe, the best place in the Northwoods to get more food for your dollar. Phillips Cafe, located in the heart of Phillips, Wisconsin. And you can see him on Facebook, too. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Looking to build or remodel? Reiner's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin's your complete building and hardware store. This winter, take the chill out with blown-in fiberglass insulation to reduce heating bills. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is here to turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Reiner's Lumber today. Family-owned business serving the community since 1971. Your project starts right here in Fifield, Wisconsin. Discover Lena's Northern Pines Resort, your dinner destination. Do at Lena's Wednesday's Pizza and Pasta Night. Buy one pizza regular price and get the second half off. Open Tuesday through Sunday with pizza and menu delivery. Available on Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. All burgers and sandwiches now include the salad bar. Don't miss Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet and Saturday's perfectly cooked prime rib. Book your winter cabin stays at lenasnorthernpines.net. Visit them on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
With frigid temperatures, snow, and ice-covered roadways, it's time to take your vehicle to Jay's Automotive in Park Falls. From tires to tune-ups, batteries to starters, wheel alignments to brakes, engines to transmissions, and more, Jake and his crew of ASE Master Certified Technicians provide quality service at affordable prices. Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with towing available. Winter is here. Call 715-762-2044 today for an appointment at Jay's Automotive on Highway 13 in Park Falls.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The black boxes have been located following the helicopter plane collision over the Potomac River that left 67 people dead. That is, President Trump continues to blame the Biden administration for the Washington, D.C. crash that happened in the first days of his presidency. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
President Trump is claiming without any evidence that Democrats' diversity programs are to blame for the tragedy. But Trump also acknowledged he doesn't know if the air traffic controllers made any mistakes. Former President Biden's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg responding, despicable, saying as families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first. Democratic lawmakers say Trump owes the public an apology.
President Trump planning to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. The move could raise prices on everything from pickup trucks to guacamole dip. Three more hostages expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas militants in Gaza. This is ABC News. The FAA giving the okay to a new drug that experts say can help with acute pain but will not be addictive. They say that Journavx works by blocking pain signals at the source instead of in the brain. It costs $15 a pill, too. Investigators in Texas now say a huge gas explosion near Houston last year was no accident.
It was September 16th in the town of Deer Park.
The house started shaking.
The above-ground natural gas pipeline near Diane Hutto's home had been struck by an SUV, and there was a massive explosion.
All I could do was run. Just
run.
The driver of the SUV, Jonathan McAvoy, was killed.